What does your Bible tell you? Tony Dungy slams pro-choice pastor Senator Warnock's abortion stance. By Catherine Hamilton on May 3, 2022. Former NFL coach and Hall of Famer Tony Dungy called out self-described pro-choice pastor Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, on Tuesday for his unbiblical belief in the right to end the lives of unborn children. Dungy tweeted at Warnock, a senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, in response to a statement from the senator defending a woman's right to choose. Warnock tweeted about his pro-abortion beliefs on Monday night after Politico released an alleged leaked Supreme Court decision, seemingly written by Justice Samuel Alito, which would overturn the court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision declaring abortion to be protected by the U.S. Constitution. As a pro-choice pastor, I've always believed that a patient's room is way too small for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government, Warnock claimed. I'll always fight to protect a woman's right to choose. And that will never change. Dungy challenged Warnock's assertion using common biological knowledge and the Bible, which Christians believe is the authoritative word of God. It all comes down to what you believe about the organism growing inside the mother. Is it a life or not? If it is just growing tissue, then your choice makes sense, Dungy wrote. If it's a life, then it's obviously not okay to choose to end it. What does your Bible tell you it is? Psalm 139:16. Psalm 139:16 is a verse from the Old Testament of the Bible that pro-lifers often point to as a God-centered view of life in the womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. The verse reads, New International Version Translation. Dungy has previously questioned how Warnock can claim to be a Christian while also supporting abortion. Reverend Warner, sick, may be a pastor. My question would be, is he a Christian? That is, does he follow the teachings of Jesus and does he believe that the Bible is the absolute word of God? Dungy tweeted in 2020 before Warnock was elected. Dungy added that it is difficult for someone who supports abortion to be a proper Christian. I would think it would be difficult, he tweeted, for someone who believes that God sees us when we are in the womb, Psalm 139:13-16, to think that it is okay to choose not to bring that life to fruition. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.